Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Chris Wilson to bring you the latest and greatest Android news, tips and tricks. Today is Thursday the 12th of March and we've got some interesting stories for you today. Some of these are not as high key as earlier stories, but they're still interesting and important. We've got some app stories and we've got a couple of device stories as well. There's always a new device. Perhaps most interesting, we don't have a smartwatch story today. Woohoo! No smartwatches! Yay! Maybe we're all just tired out. There's certainly been enough of that recently. So, if you want to see links for today's episode, then you can head over to droidtoday.com and you can find links for the show there. That'll help you check out the apps that we're talking about or the devices as well. But now, without further ado, let's get stuck into the top news stories for the day. Wunderlist releases an updated version of their app with a few cool new features. The official NCAA March Madness app has got a 2015 schedule and redesign. Veo have released their first phone. And the Verizon Nexus 6 is real and live and you can order it. It should be coming fairly soon. Right, so let's go for this first one. Wunderlist is one of these very popular to-do list or task management tools. It's not just for to-do lists, though. It's for lists in general. And it has some really nice features, especially on the free level. It's so powerful in the free level that it may be perfect for you. It's not quite as complicated as some of these high-level getting things done GTD apps or similar, but it still has some really cool features built into that. Well, now Wunderlist have added a couple more features to make their free version even better. These include folders for your lists. So if you have a few lists which are all related to work, for example, you can put them together. Or a few lists about different shopping things, maybe one for food shopping, one for general errands or something like that. You can group them together and that's going to help you to organize your list. They're collapsible as well, so you can hide them all. So that's just a nice little feature. They on their blog, they have this pro tip: create an archive folder for the list that you only need sometimes. So that's a really good new addition. Also, a big thing for Android is the Lollipop material design redesign. So they've added in the sort of Google button and the transitions. They're really nice new transitions. It looks really great with material design there. So that's a nice new feature. Meanwhile, though, on iOS, bear with me for this, they've added a new feature, which is a quick add feature. This feature has not come to Android yet, but yet is a good word to use there. I'm sure this feature will make its way across to Android and to other operating systems as well. So if you're a big Wunderlist fan, or if you're looking for a new task management app and you want a very nice, beautifully designed, simple one, definitely check out Wunderlist. This update really does help it move up in the world as well. If you're not from America, then March Madness may make no sense to you. It didn't to me for a long time until a guy who I was living with in Ukraine, he introduced me to March Madness, and we watched one heck of a load of basketball games in a very short period of time. So just bear with me, Americans, while I explain to the rest of the world what it is. March Madness is in the month of, not the whole month of March, the college basketball league play a whole host of games in a playoff series to determine which is, you know, the best basketball team. But they end up having so many games every day, and they're played all across different channels. And lots of people in America get really involved in the basketball, rooting for their college team or their local college or whatever. And a lot of people also try to predict which team is going to win. And sometimes, as can often happen with playoffs, sometimes a really unexpected team who've not been that great throughout the year can win just because of the teams they get put against. Or sometimes, you know, the favorites win and stuff like that. So, March Madness is a massive cultural event in America. It comes up in various TV shows as well that you may have seen. So you may be partially aware of it. Well, there is an app for March Madness from the NCAA, and it's been updated. Unsurprisingly, it's got the new schedule for March Madness that's going to come up this year, and also it has a new material redesign, so it looks really good. There are some clips and stuff like that that you can see in it as well. You'll have to watch it via a different system. Us non-Americans, you'll have to find one of those completely legal, and by legal I mean completely illegal, sites with which you can watch programs like this if you want to watch it. But there you go. Vaio, if you remember, this was the laptop arm of Sony, but that brand got sold a few months ago now, and so it's not part of Sony anymore. So now Vaio is coming out with a phone. That's right, this is not connected with Sony in any way, shape, or form. This is a Vaio phone from Vaio. It's from a separate company that is not connected with Sony, but has an old Sony brand on it. There is no clear Sony branding, just Vaio branding. So, a bit strange. This is only going to come out with a small carrier in Japan, and it's not a high-spec device. In fact, it is a Panasonic device that has been brushed up in a slightly different way. If you want to know some of the spec of this device, some of it's pretty good, actually. It's a 5-inch 720p display. So, you know, 720 on a 5-inch, not amazing. 1.2 gigahertz processor. It's actually a Qualcomm Snapdragon 410. So, again, not incredible. 2 gigabytes of RAM, pretty decent. 13 megapixel camera on the back. Well, that's not bad. I mean, an iPhone gets away with an 8-megapixel camera, so if it's a good camera, then that should be pretty impressive. There's also a fairly decent front-facing camera as well. But hey, yeah, this is interesting, isn't it? Vaio, a brand that was part of Sony, is now going to make phones. Just strange to think about. It doesn't come with any of the Sony software or the Sony skin of Android. But maybe keep your eye out to see one of these devices in the wild. The final big story is that Verizon are finally getting the Nexus 6. And if you're a Verizon user and you've been looking to get a Nexus 6, you're going to be able to get it from Verizon. If you're not in America, again, here's a bit of little cultural reference. I didn't get the big deal with carriers or mobile network providers in America until recently. Because in America, it's very important which provider you have, because certain areas have much worse coverage than other areas if you go with the wrong provider. And also, certain phones only come out on certain carriers. In Britain, it's a lot more common to see, if a phone's coming out, it's coming out with most of the providers, or it's not coming out at all. There are definitely exceptions to that rule, but it's a pretty common trend. And there are plenty of places which will sell the phones separately and then provide a service as well. So with Verizon is usually one of those companies which has a lot of issues with cell phone providers. In fact, they've had issues with Google and the Nexus phones in the past. But they make up a large coverage of the US, and a lot of people are stuck on Verizon or are happily with Verizon. So the Verizon getting the Nexus 6 is going to be a huge deal for some people. If they've been looking forward to upgrade or to get a new phone and they want a Google phone, especially with the Nexus 5 now being gone, now they're going to be able to order a Verizon Nexus phone. Of course, they've been able to get an off-contract phone for a while, but this will cost $249 with a two-year contract, as opposed to the standalone $649. That's the 32-gigabyte version of it. So if you're a Verizon user, then I'm sure you'll be happy to see this one come along. Now, though, to finish off, I thought we'd look a little bit differently. We'd do something a little bit different. Look at a particular app. And this is an app which sounds like it's a really great app for some people. And maybe you know someone who this would be really good for. Maybe this would even be really good for you. It's an app that's based on cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance commitment therapy. So these are methods to help you understand your thinking, the patterns of thinking, the sorts of patterns that you often do, and to help you break negative or destructive thought patterns and focus on and instead build up new and positive ones to help you deal with negative emotions like depression, anxiety, and anger. So this app is one that will help you lead you through thinking about your thoughts and help you to have more positive thought patterns. And this is something which could really be a big deal for some people. There are a lot of people who struggle with different mental illnesses, different negative thought patterns. And so an app like this could be a great way to help them get through it without having to have the issue, especially if they never go and see a doctor. Obviously, doctor's advice is very good, but these are well-respected theories. So check it out. It's called What's Up. That's with an apostrophe for the S because they understand grammar, and a question mark at the end. I'll put a link in the show notes, which you can find at droidtoday.com. And so maybe you could recommend that to someone who you think it would be useful for. Well, tomorrow is going to be the Friday episode, so there'll definitely be something special for tomorrow's episode. Thank you for listening to today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, head over to iTunes and give us a review. It would help other people to see us. If you want to send us some feedback, then head over to Twitter and send us a message at @droid_today. And you can also go to our website to find show notes, droidtoday.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.